Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today what we're going to talk about is sales hiring.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
And it's probably going to be me rapid fire asking Stelly as many questions as I can, because I know he's full of knowledge on this topic.
Let's go.
So first of all, on the sales side, I've hired salespeople. It's definitely been an interesting process. Scaling a sales team is also an interesting process, mostly because it's a lot different than hiring marketing in my experience. So I'll start off with the first question in my mind, which is, how do you know that a salesperson's any good?
Yeah, that's probably the number one question I get when it comes to hiring salespeople.
Awesome.
How do I know that this person is going to be good in sales? And my answer to that is you don't. You really don't. You'll never hear me say, I just hired a great salesperson.
Okay.
Right? So I've hired many, many, many salespeople. I helped others hire hundreds, or maybe even thousands at this point of salespeople. And I've been doing this for a real long time, and people consider me a sales guru. You'll still never hear me say the words, I just hired a great salesperson, because I don't know until I know. So there are indicators that somebody might be good in sales, but the only way to truly know is to have worked with somebody for a long enough period to give them the opportunity to truly show what they're made of and if they're capable of doing a good job or not. And more importantly, if they're capable of being consistently good at sales, which is the hardest thing to find out there. So I think when it comes to trying to figure it out, there's a bunch of questions, obviously, you could ask. There's a bunch of things you can do in the interviewing process to look for their past success and track record, to look for culture fit, to look, you know, how they react to certain challenges or certain questions. And all that is good. And if you want, we can talk about what kind of questions to ask and all that. But the sales, you need to think about hiring a salesperson just like if you were a coach and you were trying to hire a great, let's say, basketball player, right? You can ask a bunch of questions, but ultimately you have to throw somebody a ball and see how they play. Because sales is very much a performance sport. It's like every day they need to be able to show up every single day, no matter how they feel, no matter how everything else, you know, is working or not working in their life, and perform and talk to people with enthusiasm, with energy, with clarity, negotiate, get their heart broken, you know, get rejected, get massive deals that disappear right in front of them, and then being able to emotionally and psychologically deal with it and pick up the phone and call the next person or manage the next relationship. And it's a tough emotional gig. It's like for most entrepreneurs out there, it's like being a salesperson is like if you were fundraising forever for your startup, right? If you were raising money indefinitely, that's how being a salesperson feels. Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs are like, well, the fundraising thing is the most draining part of being an entrepreneur, and it sucked, and oh my God, so emotionally difficult. Well, why? Because you're constantly out there prospecting, creating pipeline, having meetings, pitching investors, trying to get their approval, managing through their objections, and then still most of them will tell you, no, I don't want to give you money. And it's a tough thing to deal with. So you only know if somebody's going to be good at dealing with that and doing that job if you can observe them do it. Now, in the interviewing process, what that means is that I would always have somebody sell me something, right? I would never just talk theory. I would actually have somebody go, all right, so what was the last thing you were doing? You were working XYZ company. You were selling XYZ for them. All right, let's just role play for a second. If I were a prospect and you tried to sell me that product that you were selling for 2 years, what was your, let's just play it through. Ring, ring, ring. Hey, this is Stelly. Pitch me on the product, right? Go or give me a demo or do the actual selling. Demonstrate your skill set. It's like I'm the coach and I'm throwing you the ball and go play or throw, you know, do a shoot or do something. Show me what your skill is on the field versus just talking about, you know, all the great games you've had and all the points you've made and everything, all your career to this point. So I would always, and as quickly as possible, have that person sell me things and pitch me and demo me and negotiate with me to see how they react in practice. But even then, even if they do an amazing job, if they have a great kind of CV and they do a great job and they make an amazing impression in the interviewing process, I still reserve my judgment if they're really going to be great at sales until I've worked with them for at least 3 months. If I work with somebody for 3 months or more, then you might hear me go, I have an amazing salesperson, or this year I made an amazing sales hire. But I, you know, if I just hired you and you just worked here for a few weeks or a month, I still, no matter how incredible that month was, I would still always reserve my judgment for later, because I know that some people are great at selling at certain periods of times, especially when it's new, when they just joined the team, they're full of enthusiasm, they put the best foot forward, they show the best side of them. But a lot of salespeople are incredibly inconsistent. And then the first month they've done amazing, and then the second month, boom, they're not there anymore. Or they just had a big deal that didn't go through, and they kind of crushed their soul, and they aren't able to pick themselves up. Or, like, so there's certain things that I look for in terms of consistency. Is this person showing up every day, the same time, doing the same type of activity? How does their stamina look like? What happens when they have a big success? Do they, you know, loosen up a little bit and show up later and go earlier and do less? Or do they push even harder after they succeeded? What do they do when they had a failure or when they just had a big deal that didn't go through? Do they get psychologically crushed and are sick the next day for a few days? Or are they showing up even earlier, going even later, having more enthusiasm, more energy, putting in more work into it? Like, I look for these signals. If this is somebody that can do the work every single day and do it consistently, no matter what. If the answer is yes, and once I get to that yes, then I'll say, yes, this person is great at selling. But it takes time to truly know. Obviously, you have to do whatever you can to best guess when you make a hire, but it takes a while before you truly actually know if somebody's going to be good at this.
I like that a lot. So it's very behavioral, which is unlike most roles, and it's behavioral post, like, the hire. That's pretty interesting. Okay, so I would love to give people some thoughts on, like, how you find these salespeople. I know a lot of them are on LinkedIn. I've seen a lot of their bios. And so it's a process of, like, okay, if I'm looking for a salesperson, let's say I have a couple, how do I find more? And then also, you know, just off of looking at either a first interview that I do or even just their LinkedIn or their resume, how can I tell, you know, whether I should talk to them or not?
Yeah, so those are great questions. So I categorize salespeople in three buckets. There are people that are great at selling, right? They're great salespeople. Then there are people that are great at selling themselves as salespeople. And then there's everybody else who is in sales but shouldn't be, right? Shouldn't be at all. They're not really good at sales, and they're not even good at selling you that they might be good at sales. So the people that are truly not good at it, usually you'll know, because they will not be very convincing. Like, even when they talk to you, you think, I wouldn't want to buy from this person. This is the number one criteria that, by the way, the number one criteria you should apply is, do I want to buy from this person? And the answer is no. No matter what their career is, no matter if they tell you they closed $1 billion in deals last week, right, whatever it is, don't hire them. If you don't want to buy from them, don't hire them. But So most people are just in sales but not really truly good at it, and they're so bad at it that they cannot convince you that they might be good at it, right? So that's easy. If you don't want to buy from these, if you don't think, wow, I would really love to have this person sell me things, I could buy from this person any and every day, I instantly trust this person, I get excited, this person seems super to have both integrity but also just authority and confidence and all that. If you don't feel like this would be a great person to buy from, don't work with him. Now, there's these other two categories, and here's my simple hack on how to differentiate. Most people who are hiring salespeople are not necessarily, especially in the startup world, almost everybody who's hiring salespeople doesn't have a lot of experience hiring salespeople. So there's always a kind of a difficulty on how to judge if somebody's going to be good at this or not. And there are a lot of people that have become good at convincing entrepreneurs or convincing engineers or convincing people who don't have a lot of experience and expertise in sales that they could be great at this. And so these are the black sheeps of sales in my mind. And the way to differentiate people that seem to be great at sales and people who are great at sales is how easy is it for you to convince them to come and join your team? So a few things here. Number one, if somebody's truly great at sales, they are making a ton of money. So if you're great at sales, you're making a lot of